This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says early data suggests its vaccine may be 90% effective at preventing COVID-19. AP's Mike Hempen has our story.
The Pfizer announcement doesn't mean a vaccine is imminent, but it indicates the company is on track to file an emergency use application with U.S. regulators later this month. The analysis is from an independent data monitoring board that looked at nearly 100 infections recorded so far in a study of almost 44,000 people in the U.S. and five other countries. Pfizer says the 90% initial protection rate could change by the time the study ends. Authorities say it's unlikely a vaccine will arrive much before the end of the year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several other companies are making COVID vaccine-related announcements today. Russia's health ministry said Monday their Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19 is more than 90% effective, citing data collated from vaccinations of the public rather than from an ongoing trial. The comments followed the news from Pfizer, who said their experimental COVID-19 vaccine was more than 90% effective. Following Pfizer's news, England's deputy chief medical office said a COVID-19 vaccine may be ready by Christmas. He said at a government briefing, quote, "I'm hopeful but not yet certain that we could begin to see some vaccine by Christmas." And an AstraZeneca executive told a crowd at a pharmaceutical and biotechnology conference that there is a clear need for several COVID-19 vaccines. He also said that he's, quote, "very encouraged by the fact that Pfizer were able to show first results," end quote. If you'd like to know more about the breaking COVID-19 news, please visit us at voanews.com, or you can also download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. The projected winner of the U.S. presidential election, President-elect Joe Biden, Monday has hailed as a cause for hope the news of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, but warned of a long battle still ahead. In a statement, Biden congratulated the women and men who helped produce the breakthrough, adding he received advance notice of the announcement Sunday night. President-elect Biden urges Americans to put politics aside as the nation fights a worsening virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With infections and deaths rising, Biden says America is still facing a very dark winter.
Our country is under threat.
And he's asking all people to help fight.
Please, I implore you, wear a mask.
Saying it's not a political statement, but rather a way to save perhaps tens of thousands of lives, noting it may take months for a vaccine to become widely available. More than 2 months before taking office, Biden's taking steps against the pandemic, naming an advisory team he says will be rooted in science to fight it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday became the latest world leader to test positive for COVID-19. Zelensky tweeted the announcement saying, quote, "There are no lucky people for whom COVID-19 does not pose a threat. Despite all the quarantine measures, I received a positive test," end quote, and adding, quote, "It's going to be fine," end quote. Shortly thereafter, the Ukrainian president's chief of staff announced on his Facebook page that he, too, had coronavirus. European leaders and officials are not expecting transatlantic relations to snap back to the way things were before Donald Trump was elected U.S. president, but they do anticipate a narrowing of the gaps between America and Europe with Joe Biden in the White House. A senior German official told VOA, quote, "Relations will be less abrasive and we won't have to weather a presidential commentary of needling all caps tweets," end quote. The heads of Northern Ireland's devolved government have written to the European Commission asking for potential problems with the Northern Ireland Protocol agreed between the EU and the UK to be resolved urgently, RTE's Europe editor reported Monday. In their letter, the leaders of the DUP and Sinn Féin parties described as unacceptable an alleged threat to the continuity of existing food supplies to Northern Ireland supermarkets once the protocol takes effect. The Irish broadcasters Tony Connolly reported. He said the two leaders said that some of the issues would be made simpler by the conclusion of a free trade agreement between Britain and the EU. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.